Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Imagine what being rent-free in 2022 could be for you.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
Here's the thing, man. Like, you don't have to worry about not traveling anymore, right? You can take that money and go anywhere you want.
Yeah.
And think about all the money you blow at rent every month that you could just use. Ugh. Like, you probably could take a vacation every month, couldn't you?
Realistically, yeah.
Honestly.
So a good one.
How about we make that happen? Year is your key word. Text it to us. 999-999. So Y-E-A-R and then your name. 999-999 right now. And that hooks you up with potentially $100 this morning. And then we get you in the draw. And once we do the draw, you're the big winner. You win rent for a year from 99.9 Virgin Radio. You got 5 minutes to hit us with it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
And Derek is getting ready in the house, trying to want not to wake everybody up.
I am. Get away from everybody so I don't wake anybody up.
Okay.
Sneaky.
Derek, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Our dear sweet Jax in high school dated a young man named Derek, and I just want to know if you're him.
Are you that guy?
Are you Derek?
Are you the love of my life?
No, it's not me, unfortunately.
Okay. All right. One day it'll be that Derek.
No,
but
won't.
Today, it's you, and congratulations. You got yourself $100, and you're in the draw to live rent-free in 2022.
That'd be amazing. That would be so amazing.
It would. Think about what you would do with all the extra money that you don't have to spend on rent in 2022. You can actually get out on vacation because, damn it, you deserve it. Now, I bet you're wondering when the next opportunity to get in on this is. 10 a.m. Actually, no, it's not. 8 a.m. And then 10 a.m. Remember, you're only ever less than 2 hours away from the next keyword on 99.9 right. Virgin Radio. It's every 2 hours starting at 6 a.m.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What things today are you going to have to pretend to like in order to make other people happy? You know, like, cause every day we got to be like, oh, that's so cool. Sometimes it's our partner who's talking about something that we're genuinely not interested in, but we love our partner. So we're like, you know what? I'm going to be fake interested in this for you because I love you. Sometimes it's our friends. TJ shows Jax a lot of videos every morning.
Yeah, videos.
A lot of TikToks. Yeah. A lot of TikToks every morning. And Jax is like, you need a task. You need to do something.
I do need a task.
So TJ actually has a list of the top things that you only pretend to like. What do we have?
And this is from Reddit, by the way. Other people's kids.
I'm always trying to be careful of that. So I try not to overpost my kid because, A, it's like, you know, she didn't choose to be on there.
Yeah.
B, I feel like, you know, some people like get a little too long in the comments about their kids and stuff. And it's like, I don't think anyone cares that much.
I'll
be honest. I don't think anybody cares about my kid that much other than me.
18-month anniversary and celebrations, like their birthdays, just the long captions all the time. I can't handle it.
18-month anniversary? Like of their birth?
Yeah, or like, today you're 6 months old. I'm like, okay. That like long caption. Just goes on forever.
That's for the parent, not the kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Another thing on the list, NFTs, which has been pretty popular over the last year or so.
It's sort of like
token?
Crypto, right? If you're into like Bitcoin, you're into it, and if you're not, you probably have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I don't get it, so it makes me frustrated. Yeah.
It's a great it's just art in the digital world, right? If you're into it, you're into it.
Controversial one: company holiday parties.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah. This has been a while.
I'll be honest with you.
I don't think I've been to one of those in like 8 or 9 years.
Yeah,
I don't think so
every
either.
Every time I go to a company, it's like, you should have seen the old Christmas parties. And I was like, I would love to go to a Christmas party.
Our industry got rid of parties like that a long, long time ago. And it was before any of us were. Yeah, so I have no idea. It'd be nice to go to a company Christmas party, I think.
TV shows like The Voice or The Masked Singer. You bite your tongue. Neighbors, also on the list.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on the. I agree.
What?
Really?
Really? Yeah.
I don't want
any neighbor. Like, what if Jax and I live next door to you on either side?
Oh, especially
when you
leave
move
me
up
alone.
When you move out to the boonies that you're gonna do.
Which you're gonna have to probably like your neighbors a little bit more.
I don't know because I live in a condo building. Like, I have like 40 neighbors on my floor.
No, condos you can get away with being like quiet and not talking to anybody because there's so many people. But when you live like in the suburbs, you have
street?
To know your neighbors.
Yeah,
yeah.
You have to know your neighbors.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, well, I guess
think
I gotta get over that.
Think of days that you cut the lawn.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'll be polite and everything, but like, I'm not there to be your friend. I don't know. Does that sound rude?
Yep.
Okay. Another one from the list. Vacationing with extended family. Pregnancy on the list.
No.
Running. I actually love running. It's my favorite thing to do at the gym. Do you guys know I go to the gym?
I've never heard you talk about running ever.
I like it a lot.
I don't run unless there's something scary chasing me. I really don't like it. Not enjoying it.
The injected lips trend. Sure. thanks a lot, Reddit. Small talk. I love small talk.
You're really good at it.
It's my favorite thing. Working a corporate job and using phrases like manage client expectations and circle back.
Oh, yeah.
And the last one on the list, just people in general.
Well, that's a bit general.
Yeah.
So what is it for you, Jax? What do you, because you are the one who genuinely likes more things than the average person.
Yes.
So I'm curious about you.
What do I pretend to like? If you're talking about a show that I haven't watched or I don't care about, I'm not really listening. I'm nodding. And I'm saying, all right, really? But I'm not really listening. Mm-hmm.
Can I just call you out? No, you don't.
Yeah,
You say to our faces how disinterested you are.
Oh,
when
no.
we talk
oh,
about
us. That, no, she's talking about other people she's actually polite to.
Yeah, what's that like?
I stopped being polite to you guys like 3 years ago when we started the show. No. But if I'm listening, I'm not really listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Getting up early. A lot of people are like, you must be a morning person. I'm like, sure.
Yeah.
Nope. Not
really?
A morning. I hate getting up early. I hate
really?
It.
Really? Yeah.
If you're in your car right now, disliking the fact that you're awake this early and you can't wait for the weekend to sleep in, I'm with you. I can sleep until 10 o'clock every day. I could work till 2 a.m. I have no problem with that. I love working out. Like, I love overnight, whatever. Just my body is not for it. But I love this job.
Yeah.
So you love the job, you just can't stand the time you gotta wake up. And I have to trick myself too. This is the worst part, is I gotta lie to me and I gotta be like, you love this. You love waking up this early, you're gonna have so much fun, and it's true.
Yeah.
But at 4 a.m., it doesn't feel true.
I don't think anybody feels good that first second that they get up.
It's the worst, right? So here's what we wanna know. 999-999 to text. First off, does TJ have to talk to his neighbors? Number two.
No.
The other thing is, what do you have to pretend to like every single day that maybe you do it all the time, you don't even think about it?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So TJ brought in a list this morning of things that you have to pretend to like all the time. And on it, what would you say, TJ? Give three examples.
Your neighbors would be one, other people's kids, running, small talk.
We wanted to know what yours were at 999-999. What do we got?
We got some great ones from the 226. I carpool with my dad a few times a week, and honestly, listening to him talk about how crappy other people drive, I have to pretend I'm listening. It drives me nuts.
Oh, man.
Yeah, honestly, and when you bring that up to people who complain about other people driving, they're like, what? They're terrible, though.
Yeah.
You agree that they're terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, I really don't want to even have a good this conversation.
Jan in the 905, I pretend to like something... some of the video game conversations my son has with me that have to drag out.
You gotta do that.
I actually, you know what? Here's a champ is my girlfriend Val, because I talk about video games all the time. And I try and update her about what's going on in my game. And she'll ask questions and she'll pretend
really
that
nice.
She's interested, but I can just see that she's not. But she's trying. And
she's
like,
trying.
Oh, I love her for it. It's one of my favorite things. From the 416, I'm a hermit, so I'm on TJ's side with the no neighbors as friends thing. But as for things that I'm supposed to like but I don't, I let my friend educate me on weed. I smoke it, but I don't care that much about my friend's extremely verbose lectures on the strained bud structure or how it works in my body, etc.
There's always that one weed person that needs to tell you everything about weed, right?
I want to reverse this question on you guys.
Okay.
What do you really like that you're convinced other people just kind of go, I'm going to pretend to like this because I like you?
Hockey.
Yeah, hockey for me too. Jax doesn't pretend anymore.
I don't even listen to you guys anymore. I just black out and I look up something on the internet.
Yeah, hockey's pretty polarizing. You like it or you don't.
Jax, how about you?
I would say like weird videos on the internet, and I will show Michelle, my partner, the videos, and she will not be interested.
Really?
But she'll humor me. Yeah, and
that's
I love
cool.
her for
so
that.
So what do your partners do? That you're like, what do they talk about that you're not interested in, but you strain and you're like, I'm gonna be interested in this for you.
Michelle will talk about running, and because I have no, like, she loves to run. She loves to run, and I have no idea what she, like, she talks about pacing and, like, different kilometers and, like, running things, and I don't run, and I have no interest in running, and I don't really care, but I love her so much.
This is going to sound like I'm making this up, but I have an interest in everything Val tells me.
No, you don't.
I swear. If she's talking about like fashion influencers or something from
TikTok.
He's
trying to get laid.
Yeah. No. I swear to God. No, because I've dated people that don't have an interest in the things I have an interest in. So I've always tried to take an active interest in what she takes.
So hang on. So you forced yourself. You aren't actually. You forced yourself because you want her to be interested in what you're talking about.
That is exactly the question.
But I can't. No,
TJ, that's just manipulating her.
No, you're both wrong. I'm right.
TJ!
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Guys, big round of applause for Toronto. We did it.
What did we do?
We just got named the rattiest city in Ontario.
Oh, God.
Oh, cool.
This is from Orkin Canada that just released the 25 rattiest cities in Ontario based on the number of residential and commercial rat and mice treatments from August of last year to July of this year. So Toronto was number one. The top five were rounded out by Mississauga, Scarborough, Ottawa, and North York.
Scarborough is not its own city.
I've been seeing a lot of rats lately. I have. This makes sense. Yeah.
You know, in Alberta, they actually claim that they don't have any rats.
It's a bizarre thing.
And it's so funny because when they told me that, I was on Virgin Mornings out there, and I was like, "You guys are kidding, right?"
Yeah.
And they're like, "No. There are no rats in Alberta." And then I remember the next week they found rats in Alberta. Front page news across the entire.
Really?
What?
Yes, like literally on the front of every newspaper.
How could they claim that they were rat free?
Because they think that they eradicated them.
How?
I don't know, man. It's the craziest thing. I'm like, Canadians, man, we're all weird.
Yeah. The Weeknd has canceled his tour dates and will reschedule a stadium tour. So he's originally scheduled to begin a massive tour for his After Hours album, which was an album ago. Mm-hmm. And that was starting with two nights in Vancouver in January, along with Toronto, Edmonton, and Montreal. And he's refunding those tickets for the already postponed world tour. And now is just trying to reschedule it for, quote, something bigger. So it looks like he's going to do stadiums. And he's aiming for summer of 2022.
So this is all incredibly good news because that, pretty much means he's going to be putting out the album between now and the summer. And he's expecting that it's going to be that huge that he's going to need a stadium. Like, that's how big this tour is going to be.
Yeah,
so
it's like when Taylor
wait.
Swift or Bieber yes, came through and they did a couple nights at the Rogers Center.
Yeah.
The problem is that, like, if you bought your tickets and you got good ones, now you got to line up again and do it.
But
and
you get first access.
Do you get priority?
You do. You get priority if you already had tickets. Yeah.
Some areas of Ontario are getting snow this week. Not here, though. Hope, Timmins, and Dryden can expect snow this week. The southern Ontario regions, like Toronto, for example, don't have to worry about really anything. They just say it's going to be a really soggy week with rain forecasted for a couple days. But at least we're not getting snow. Sorry, Timmins. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Okay, can I be honest with you? Yeah. Who are those cities again?
Timmins, Dryden, and Hope.
Okay. You live in Timmins.
Yeah.
You made your choice. Come on. That's like being like in North Bay and being like, I can't believe that the summers are short. Like, come on. That's what it is.
We can still have some compassion for them, though.
Sure.
It's still October.
Sure.
We can. Okay.
Hey, just over an hour from right now, it's going to be your opportunity at another keyword. We want to get you rent free for an entire year in 2022. Virgin Radio is going to hook you up with a keyword at 8 a.m. And by the way, the high today is 20 degrees, Timmins.
Yes.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
20 degrees this afternoon and sunny. How about that? A little bit of rain the rest of the week, but we'll enjoy this. It's October the 19th, and we're getting 20 degrees. Remember this when it's January 19th, and it's minus 20.
Yeah.
The almanac says we're going to have a mild winter, though. Oh,
so there's global warming.
Oh, yeah. How did they read the signs? Now, one of the shows that we as a show are obsessed with, and maybe you are too, is You, which is basically Penn Badgley from... what is the show?
Gossip Girl.
Gossip
XOXO.
Girl.
Yeah.
And it's basically his character, but as a psycho killer. Mm-hmm. And he stalks women. And it's Jax's favorite show.
When you say it like that.
What about that was untrue?
Yeah. So, the premise of it, you mean?
But Jax was saying yesterday, under the many words under the shame umbrella that she feels.
Yes.
Because she watches this show and likes the show. Except she said that season 3 has been a mess.
Garbage.
And said she would not finish it. But she finished it. So we're going to get her review next. No spoilers. And what the producer says about You, if you are attracted to Joe, the main character. Hint, it's not good.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
hottest show on Netflix right now, besides Squid Game, because nothing can touch Squid Game, is You, Season 3. And this is with Penn Badgley, and he's a guy named Joe who stalks women after becoming obsessed with them, falls in love with them, locks them in a box, kills them. And why this premise for a show ever got approved, like from based on what I'm telling you, if you've never seen this show, is it a show that you're like, yeah, well, let's green light that?
And it's not like something that was made 20 years ago. This
was,
like everything that's happened in the last decade.
It's because there's things that come with it. Lust, romance, intrigue. It's not just stalking and boxing and killing.
So Jax has self-loathed the entire time she's watched this show, but she still loves the show.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know that the producer of this show says, if you are attracted to Joe, and a lot of people are, they're tweeting their lust about Joe. Like, this is, that's bad. Overall, when it comes to love, humans don't exactly have a reputation for great instincts or even good instincts. AKA, if you have a crush on Joe, stop.
He's a literal monster.
Stop and apply that to your dating life as well. Now, Jax, you said yesterday on this show you would not finish season 3. You were 3 episodes away.
Yep.
And what happened last night?
Well, thanks to folks that texted 9999 and told me to finish it, that I had to, that it would all make sense. I did. I watched all 3 episodes that I needed to yesterday. And I have to say that everybody was right. It was worth the finish.
Really?
Because my problem with season 3, and if you've watched it, I'm not going to give away any spoilers. My problem with season 3 was that it was messy.
Yeah.
It seemed like it was...
It is a bit
really,
all over the place.
Yeah, not really kind of like streamlining any plots. It was just sort of like grabbing at a lot of different loose plot lines. Now, the last 3 episodes, I will say, really clean things up nicely. And it's important that moving forward, I'll put it this way. I can't say it without a spoiler. The focus is on the right person moving forward. Mm. That's what I'll say. And if you watch it, you'll understand what I mean. And I can see now how, because yesterday I couldn't. I can see now how they're going to do a season 4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because they confirmed a season 4 before the end of season 3, which normally means that the people who watched it were like, oh yeah, this is definitely worth greenlighting. Do you feel more or less problematic now that you've finished and enjoyed yet another season of this show?
Are you a part of the problem?
Yeah.
Do you consider that?
I mean,
you know, you're normally such a good ally, right? Like, that's why.
Technically, yes, I am part of the problem, but it's just, is there, it's available, it's, you know, it's ready to go. It's just so good. It's so good. It's so bad, but it's so
Everybody texting in right now saying that they love the show is saying, but I'm not attracted to Joe.
Right, exactly.
No.
Also, I have to say that they showed a lot more of his chest this season, and he's much hairier than I anticipated that he was. He is a little carpet.
Same.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just to remind you that it's Tuesday morning, so that means there's a brand new Ghosted in about half an hour. Very excited for that. And I know that sounds wrong to say, but man, there's something about Ghosted that's just really delicious, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like driving by a car crash where you feel bad, but you're like, I still kind of want to see.
Still going to rubberneck.
the only one who does it.
I want to bring our producer Leah on. Because she has a question for you. Obviously, she's been dating a guy. And she started out on this show calling this guy Nubu, right? So he's just the new guy, person of interest. Then all of a sudden, you know, she's in New York with him a couple weekends ago. They also went to Niagara together.
Yeah.
So we're spending some time and some money.
We did some things.
Yeah.
Spent some money.
Experiences.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the big question now is... Is this serious? And why do you ask that question?
Okay, so over the past couple weekends, we spent the full weekends together, right? And typically, I get not bored of the person, but bored of the time spent with a person when it's like hours and hours of being with that person, right? Mm-hmm. We all feel that way, right?
Well, if they're a boring person, sure. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but with him, I never got bored. And that said something to me. I don't know. Dare I say that I actually enjoyed my time with him. And one more, I want to spend more time with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So like now I'm wondering, you know, I used to call him Nubu. I'm going to say that he's like semi-Nubu now.
Okay.
Am I getting serious with him? I don't know.
The last 2 weekends you spent fully together?
Yeah. We spent a full weekend in New York and then a full weekend last week because my brother wasn't home.
Okay.
Weekend in.
By the way, Leah lives with her brother.
Yeah. It's a weird arrangement, but yes, I do.
I am always Team Leah, and you know I'm here for you. But, my darling, those aren't real days. Those aren't real times to get. Like, that's not real life. Weekends aren't real life.
What?
Things are getting serious, but I'm saying, like, you guys need to spend, like, the days together. Like, the weekends
are fun. So you say they're not serious because they're... You're talking about weekdays.
You guys are serious, but, like, you have to have, like, weekdays, mundane weekdays together. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, does he stay over during the week?
Because, of course, you're not getting sick of him yet. It's the weekend.
No, I'm not sick of him, but no.
Yeah, no.
Never a weekday.
Never a weekday.
Never a weekday.
No.
Our schedules don't line up for a weekday also. Yeah. Right? I wake up at 4 a.m. He doesn't.
But of course you guys like each other on the weekends. Yeah. It's fun. You're in New York.
TJ?
Okay, can I just counter argument with Jackson? Does that mean that anything that you and Michelle have ever done on the weekend doesn't count?
No. But I mean, like, I had to spend some, like, mundane coexisting days with her to see if, like,
Well, you're busy.
Yeah, exactly.
I got laundry to do.
When you're busy, it's not what...
And like, clean the bathroom.
On the weekends, it's fun. It's easy. You guys are, like, spending
time
together.
What do you think here for Leah's position?
I think you guys are definitely in something serious.
Yeah.
And spending time with someone on the weekend is honestly more valuable because it's the days that you don't have to get up for work. You have all the free time.
True.
And you're choosing to spend your free time with this person.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's one thing to give someone your Saturday, but you're giving them your Friday, your Saturday, and your Sunday.
That's fair.
You're locked down, Leah. Like, you're...
You guys
go
are
on
serious.
Facebook, change your status because you're in a relationship.
There's only one place this can go. So we're going to put this to a vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You hit us up. You've heard Jax's side, which is it's not serious. Not yet, anyway. TJ, which it's... You guys are in the same room. It's serious.
Yeah. Keep in mind, Leah, I bought a condo with my girlfriend after knowing her for like 2 days. Yeah. So.
Okay. I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. We're going to take the first 5 calls and texts. We want to know if you think spending a couple weekends together means kind of serious. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. I can't wait to hear the results on this one. Is it going to be Jax or TJ that come out victorious? Or Leah?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So how do you know when it's getting serious? Producer Leah has spent the last 2 weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with this guy she's been seeing. We call him Nubu.
Yeah,
but
baby.
Now he's semi-Nubu?
Semi-Nubu. RJ.
We'll call him RJ.
Let's go with that.
So the thing is, she wants to know, like, I'm actually, like, enjoying this time with him.
Yeah.
Usually I boot them out of the house.
Yeah.
But not this time.
No.
So, are they serious? The question, 416-872-9999. What do you think?
No.
Wow.
I said you need the weekdays.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and I, before, we were doing long distance, and we would only see each other on long weekends. And I said it was like a fairy tale each time.
Yes.
Because, like, you would go out to dinner, you do all the fun things, you put all the responsibilities away on the weekend.
Yeah.
So you need the weekdays, because then I was like, oh, I got to make you lunch.
Yeah.
Or this is what you're like on a Tuesday morning. Like,
you don't know
somebody until you see them on a Monday morning.
Fair.
That's a good point.
Fair.
That's a good line.
Hey, thanks for your call.
You're welcome. Have a good day, guys.
Hi there. What do you think?
I would have to agree with Jax that you have to do the weekday and the mundane stuff. So
the mundane. Exactly.
Oh, no.
The monotonous Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, and it's the grocery shopping.
Yeah.
It's the going and doing the errands you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Until you do that with somebody, then you're not serious.
That's right.
Guys, I'm starting to think I move fast in relationships.
What could be your first hit?
Maybe.
Hey, thanks so much for your call.
Take care.
Ciao. All right, TJ, we got text coming. What do we got?
Text from the 416. I don't often disagree with Jax.
Here we go.
But I'm with TJ on this one.
Woo!
Yeah, give me the bell. Ding, ding.
I had to find it there. There you go.
Did you take the bell away from him?
Yeah, he was getting out of control last week. Last week.
He's getting too liberal with the dings.
It's for the best.
I'm with TJ on this one. Weekends are everything. That's their only free time. Schedule's lining up.
Yeah.
He's into you, Leah.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
No, it's I'm not saying he's not into you. I'm just saying, like, to be serious, you guys see each other in all of your forms.
I think Jack's saying he's not into you.
That's not at all what I'm saying.
You know what, Leah?
It's not at all what I'm saying.
I have abstained from my opinion.
Yeah, you
as
have.
Not to swing the vote.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I know how influential I am.
Okay.
What you gotta hear?
I am saying my vote is that you guys are getting serious.
Getting serious.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that what's happening tonight? Tell us what's happening tonight.
So he's actually coming over tonight because it's the last night without my bro. It's a Tuesday night, and I think he's sleeping over.
Oh, and you got to get up early.
So does he.
And you got a prep show.
He's going to be right there with
you at your normal.
Now, it doesn't matter what I think, really, because it's about your vote. So, TJ, the final vote coming in on text is...
I think Jax is right.
Oh.
I think they're in a serious relationship, but to see if their relationship has potential long term, they need to spend some boring weekdays together.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Just living regular life to see if it's going to work. So you guys have to go grocery shopping, walk into a car dealership with no interest in buying a vehicle, but just like sit down, discuss finances. Maybe merge a bank account. Yeah. I don't know.
Don't do that.
Yeah, I think or you know, you could just enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And this part of the relationship only happens once, so just enjoy this part. I have to tell you, the boring weeknights were my favorite weeknights with Natalie before we moved in together.
So
I tell you, and they're still the same.
That's so sweet.
If we didn't enjoy those, wouldn't have done it. So just throwing that out there. So maybe you guys are both right.
Every day with Val.
I am all the way right, and you guys are 50%.
Every day with Val is a fairy tale, guys.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Yeah.
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the movie lovers monthly membership for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Toronto will be blaring loud emergency sirens, but don't worry, it's only a test, and it's happening tomorrow at 2:05 p.m. And you're going to hear it if you live in the East End. So if you work or attend school in the Guildwood or Rouge Park areas of Scarborough, it's going to get real loud. But it's all just precaution to keep the area safe in the unlikely event of a chemical emergency. The siren will make a whoop-whoop tone for about 2 minutes. It's expected to travel upwards of 1 kilometer in every direction, depending on weather conditions. To give you an example of what you're in for, Jax has an impression of the siren. Go ahead, Jax.
Whoop-whoop!
Nice.
If that's actually what the siren sounds like, we're all doomed in case of an emergency.
Sounds celebratory.
Ontario Place is getting a drive-through winter wonderland with crystal caves and light tunnels. It's called Snow Magic, and it's happening from November 12th to January 16th. It's transforming Ontario Place into an enchanting winter oasis, and you can drive through 1.7 kilometers of Instagram-worthy splendor. I remember when I lived in Calgary, they used to do this thing every year called Zoo Lights, where they would just take the zoo and put a bunch of Christmas lights around it, and then they would serve mulled wine, and it was the best.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having been to that same thing, it's amazing. Yeah. I wish the Toronto Zoo did that.
They should. And then sometimes they would have the monkeys at the zoo serve you, and it was great. The ones who had their smart serve, yeah. There's a new trend online. It's called slow living. The concept of slow living is trending on social media, and that's where you do more self-care and stop overfilling your calendar and doing as much as possible just to stay busy. There are more than 3.5 million posts for hashtag the art of slow living on Instagram. And things like self-care, me time, and saying no to invites are being celebrated on social media. Slow living fans argue that life is better when you can appreciate things as they happen rather than manically ticking things off your to-do list. Jax, you're somebody that has 1,000 things to do on their to-do list every day.
I don't want to thank the pandemic for much, but the pandemic has taught me to do a little
chill
bit of
out.
Slow living. Yeah, there's a nice balance, and I think that, you know, boundaries and self-care is something that we're all going to take out of the pandemic.
Adam's also a full schedule kind of guy.
He's been shifting a bit, though, into self-care, which I like.
He's about fast living.
Yeah. Fast living on Twitter.
You're the Vin Diesel of schedules. Yeah. From here to those lights is a quarter mile. On green, I'm going. That's how Adam schedules his time. Yeah. It's been a good trending for me.
It's been a set, hasn't it?
Yeah, sure has.
That's what's trending. I'm teaching.
Hey, if you want ghosted and a chance at living rent-free in 2022, amazing. This is such a fun contest. We're going to give you $100 instantly next. We just want you to get the keyword. We'll give it to you at 8 o'clock. And then after that, it's ghosted. And this one, you know, had to do with Thanksgiving. We'll get into it. It's Virgin Radio.
Hello? Are you there?
Ghosted, 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 ghosted. You got ghosted.
Virgin Mornings. Ghosted.
Up to bat, it's Devin. Good morning, Devin.
Hi, Devin.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're good. So you understand that you were ghosted about a week ago by somebody named Keisha. Can you explain the backstory here and then, like, why you're on Ghosted? What happened?
Well, look, I've been going out with Keisha. I called her a couple times. I messaged her. I haven't heard back from her. I know we were going really well. I know she likes me. She took me to dinner to meet her parents.
Okay, that's a good sign.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving. It was great. I mean, you know, I'm like, I know this girl. We're hitting it off really well. And her brother and sister were acting weird towards me at the end of the night, but I expect that. I mean, I figured, you know, once we work things out, hey, you know, they'll be on board. We'll be straight.
Is there any reason you think her brother and sister were acting weird to you at the end? Like, anything you said or did, maybe?
Nothing I can think of. I mean, you know, it's just the usual baby brother, sister, you know, I don't like him,
protective?
But he's you type of thing.
Protective, yeah, because if the brother and sister don't like you, they're not sure, you don't have a good chance. Mm-hmm. So I hope... Okay, so maybe, hopefully it wasn't that.
Just being protective, I
think. Yeah, it could be that. Okay, so why don't we call Keisha next with you on the phone? Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Have you been ghosted? Hit up virginradio.ca and tell us your story.
So if you haven't met Devin, Devin's a pretty cool guy, and he was dating somebody named Keisha, and here's the crazy part. Devin, as far as I understand it, she took you to Thanksgiving dinner, you met her parents, you met her brother and sister, and then after that, you never heard from her again.
That's right. Correct.
I worry this could be part of the famous turkey dump where people just find partners for Thanksgiving and then they let them go right after. I'm hoping that's not the case.
All right.
But it could be the case.
Okay, Devin. So here's what we're going to do is call her with you listening on the phone. And then and then you say nothing, and then we listen to her and we see what she says. It can be a bit of a hit to the ego, though. Some people are blunt, like too honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you sure you want to go through with this?
Yeah, man, that's why I called you guys. I mean, you guys, you know, helped a lot of other people. Why can't you help me?
Help is a loose term.
I was going to say, help is a strong word. Yeah.
All right. So
we definitely cause conflict.
Yeah.
Let's call Keisha.
Hello?
Hi, is this Keisha?
Yeah.
Hi, Keisha. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. How's it going?
Oh, hey, what's up? It's going good.
Hi.
Hey. That's quite the tone change.
Yeah, that's nice. I know, you know what? No one likes getting a phone call in the morning. So, Keisha, listen, thank you for picking up. We won't be long. We just have like a few questions for you. And it specifically pertains to Thanksgiving and Devin, who has not heard from you since you introduced him to your parents.
Wait, Devin got in touch with you?
He did.
Guys, I love you and I love your show, but I can't continue to hang with someone who is as rude and seriously just clueless as Devin. This is not a conversation I even want to have. He's just disrespectful.
Really
disrespectful. Yeah.
Okay.
Did he throw
I'm
the turkey?
Sorry.
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Yeah. What went down?
You want to introduce him to your parents and then afterwards you never want to talk to him again. What is in the middle?
Well, I foolishly brought Devin to meet my family for Thanksgiving, for starters.
Yeah.
And I thought he would have lasted longer. Obviously, my family's really cool. But this is really hard. Before dinner, everything was great. Devin was chatting with my parents, you know, asked them how work was going. He fully knows that my dad is a lawyer and my mom is a chef. A pretty notable restaurant where we live in our city, and he just made good conversation about it. I mean, it was great, but this is so hard. I was pretty shocked to hear that when my mom, who had been cooking this meal for 2 days straight, right, Thanksgiving, asked him how the food tasted, and he responded it was all right. My mom is like a notable, recognized chef. And her food is really amazing. And he said it was all right. Like,
and he wasn't joking.
No, not at all. And again, my mom is a recognized, notable chef. Yeah. But even if he didn't like it, you just don't do that. And all of our reactions were, I mean, my mom was pressed, you know, she was shocked, but she wanted to know, you know. So she pressed him a bit further to find out why.
Okay.
Why?
Good.
And,
no.
Yeah.
An interaction.
And he, his response was, and he's not a cook, he has a lot of box food in his kitchen. He said the flavors weren't hitting the spot. And then he laughed a bit after that, thinking it was a joke. Then he proceeds to let my mom know what she could have added to make the meal more satisfying.
Feedback, good.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, no one asked him that. And he said that so bad. Like, he said salt would be a start. Who put salt? A chef, like, it's the flavors, it's the spices.
Excuse me.
My parents basically sat in silence for the rest of the night. And my poor siblings were literally, they were so close to cussing him out. I left early with him, right? Before it got ugly. On Thanksgiving dinner, how does he not know this is why?
Wait a minute. Your mom's cooking was dry, okay? That's all I said. That's all I said. She should take it as constructive criticism and keep it moving.
Can I take you to Thanksgiving dinner? Right?
She's supposed to be a chef, right?
She is a chef.
Constructive criticism.
Bye. Bye.
Guys.
She's gone.
Hello, Jason.
She's gone.
Yeah,
she's gone.
Call her back. Hey, guys, do me a favor. Just call her back on the phone.
No, I don't think that'll be happening. Yeah. No favors for you.
Devin, done enough. Sometimes it's okay to lie, man.
Guys, this is why I called you. Just get her on the phone.
Devin, why don't we do some role play instead, okay? So I'm going to teach you a phrase. It's going to come very handy. It tastes great, okay? So let's try it right now.
It tastes great.
Excellent job.
Thanks. Whoa.
That's because it had salt on it.
Okay. No.
Oh, you're a bad man.
There's no hope for Devin right now, I don't think. No.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Some good news, especially if you have to wake up early every day. Dark under eye circles are now fashionable.
Oh, finally.
Hey, listen. We make fun of TikTok for a lot of bad things.
Yeah.
But it's this started on TikTok. It was a user named Sarah Karstens, and she does makeup and that sort of thing. And she said, I think it's time for us. She has them genetically. So
yeah.
She said, you know, it's time for us to stop hiding the bags under our eyes and like work it into our face.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And she actually, this took off so big that she ended up on like the Today Show
Amazing.
Talking
what?
About
Good
it.
For her.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think she mentioned that the first makeup product she ever bought was concealer.
Yep.
To get rid of it.
Interesting.
And so she thought, you know what, like, what if we make this a trend, mm-hmm. if we just turn this into a trend, because really that's how trends happen. It's like one cool person decides it and then everybody's like, all right. It's like that, remember that scene from Mean Girls where they cut the circles out of the shirt? Rachel McAdams just walks around and then the whole school's doing it? Same thing. And she said, I have awful bags under my eyes. I've always felt insecure about them. If people make them a trend, I'll be flattered and definitely not offended. And then all the comments were like, yeah, normalize. This is great. This
it's
is super
true.
Cool.
Ah. One of the first insults I remember being like, oh, when I was younger, was like, you look tired. And then it made me feel really self-conscious. And you know what? I was tired.
Right.
Yeah. You ever look at yourself and you're like, oh, yeah, you look tired?
Yeah.
That's what I felt.
Puffy.
Yeah.
I would like to normalize. I mean, I'm so grateful for the big butt revolution.
You got a good bump.
Because Sir Mix-a-Lot changed things for a lot of people, myself included. Yeah. One I would also like to change, if we could. Is it would just make it a lot easier if we could back off on the hairy shoulders and back thing.
I
would like to get it lasered, but like it's expensive.
Angel wings, baby.
Yeah. Angel wings. I feel bad for you guys because I've already lived my revolution.
What's your revolution, TJ?
Tall, skinny, lanky people. People with really long arms.
You do have a great wingspan.
Yeah.
Incredibly long arms.
Yeah. I lived that like 2 years ago. I think being like really like gangly was in.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived that life for a bit.
Well, it's because the skinny jeans were in there.
That's right. If anyone wanted a boy who looked sickly, I was killing it. But that summer was short, but it was glorious.
Oh, long, long and strong.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you got those this morning because you have to wake up early because you have to work because life, and you didn't sleep well because life, congratulations, you're now cool.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto has been named the rattiest city in Ontario. That's according to Orkin Canada, who just released the 25 rattiest cities in Ontario. And based on the number of residential and commercial rat and mice treatments from August of last year to July of this year performed in each city, Toronto was number one. We did it, guys.
Not clapping for that.
Nah, come on. Nope. You gotta celebrate every win. Mississauga, Scarborough, Ottawa, and North York round out the top five for Ontario. Mm-hmm. The Weeknd canceled his tour dates, but is going to reschedule a stadium tour, which is cool. So it was originally set to begin a massive tour for his After Hours album, which, by the way, was an album ago. Starting with two nights in Vancouver in January, along with Toronto, Edmonton, and Montreal. But those are getting moved because he wants to do something bigger. Mm. They're looking at the summer of 2022 to do a stadium tour. So rather than see him at Scotiabank Arena, or the Scosh, as all the cool kids are calling it, you might be able to see him at the Rogers Centre.
Going
to
be worth the wait.
Yeah, I think so. Some areas of Ontario are expected to get snow this week. This is according to the Weather Network. So areas like Fort Hope, Timmins, and Dryden can expect snow. Sorry, guys. While us, it's just going to be a little bit rainy, maybe. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Rattiest city in Ontario.
Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I'm not sure that's a fair comparison.
What do you mean?
Well, okay, think about it. Toronto's got, in just Toronto, 3 million people. Mm-hmm. The next closest is Mississauga or Ottawa, right?
Mississauga was number 2. Scarborough was number 3.
Scarborough is a part of Toronto.
Etobicoke was also number 6. So, like, all the areas around the GTA were probably in the top 10.
We have the most people, therefore there will be the most rats.
Soon there will be more rats than people.
I just want
more. And eventually
are you sure
they'll
there
learn.
Isn't already?
No, they're going to learn to stand on their hind legs, and then we're doomed.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
That's The Weeknd, who just canceled his tour to start another one. It's kind of crazy, but
a better one.
Well, basically, he's so big now that he can only play arenas. That's so right. He canceled the 20,000 seat venue.
No, he
right?
canceled the arena.
Oh,
tour
he canceled the arenas, and then
he do a stadium tour.
Oh, even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know the arenas kind of stink, don't they?
I'd rather see the arena than a stadium.
Like arena is like hockey, right?
Picture like Scotiabank Arena versus the Rogers Centre.
So what I mean is, Scotiabank's better. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just want to see a live show in general, anywhere.
I know. Have you seen a show at like Rogers Centre? And it's kind of like if you're sitting a kilometer back from the stage, it kind of loses its appeal. But then at the Scotiabank, you never feel like you're that far back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I saw Taylor Swift a couple years ago at the Rogers Centre. It was really good. But I think Rogers Centre is different, though, because even if you are sitting back, they do a really good job incorporating the whole stadium. Because I guess Coldplay played there a few years ago.
Yeah, Beyonce played there.
Coldplay does a good job of that.
Yeah.
I don't know that necessarily. So here's what I'll say. There's a couple bands that are really good at it that have mastered it because it's an art. Like U2's really good at it. Coldplay's really good at it. But when I saw, remember Jay-Z and Justin Timberlake went on tour together?
Yeah.
The suit and tie tour or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was objectively, I'm sure if you were close, it was a good show. But I was sitting in like the 200s at the very back.
Yeah.
And it's not, the sound's not great. No one's standing up. It's like the energy just doesn't reach that far. So
it was Justin Timberlake's fault.
Was it?
Yeah.
As usual it
is. Yeah, I'm actually pumped that The Weeknd's going to do, 20,000 seat venues that rather than like 50,000 seat venues because it's just more fun and he can just do more nights, right?
Yeah, you would assume so, right? Because if he's still doing two nights, then he'll play more people, so you'll have more of an opportunity to go
see
the show.
He was doing two nights in Toronto, right?
Yeah.
So the equivalent of that is okay, so two nights at Rogers Centre is, I think that's 45 or 50,000 people for a concert, right? That, the full capacity is like 55,000, it'd be about 45, I would think, for a concert. So he'd have to do like 4 or 5 nights at Scotiabank Arena to equal that. Whoa.
That's nuts.
And it's going to sell out both nights. It's going to be insane.
That's right.
Yeah, so we'll see. Hopefully we can get tickets.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Okay, so your drive to work this morning is looking a lot better than it was earlier. It sounds like most of the trouble spots are cleared up. Westbound 401 collectors near Bayview, however, the right lane still is blocked. And hearing about a power outage in Mississauga, quite a big one. 403 Britannia, Kennedy, and Credit View all affected by that. Any updates that you have, you can text us and let us know what your drive to work is looking like this morning. 999-999. Getting back to the school routine can be hard, but lunches don't have to be. Energize their day with eggs. Check out getcracking.ca for recipe ideas. Today it's going to be 20 degrees and sunny later on. 9:13, I'm Jax.
TJ.
And we got a text that just came in, by the way, from the 416. We're talking about how the Justin Timberlake concert at the Rogers Centre a couple years ago might not have been the best.
Uh-huh.
Jennifer says, I was on the floor and that concert sucked. It was Justin Timberlake's fault.
When he came out, he's like, I be on my suit and tie. I was like,
no.
I don't think so.
No.
is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You may have heard yesterday, or maybe not, the TJ is going to do the pandemic thing post-pandemic. Although, I guess we're not post-pandemic. It's happening still. And he's going to leave the city. Yeah. Moving out.
Impulsively.
And wants to live in a place where things are a bit quieter.
You know, I got a fast-paced life, guys. I'm ready to slow things
down. Right. You know, occasionally he's got to leave his house. He wants to get to the point where he doesn't at all.
Metro's too busy. I got to move to the country.
I get stressed out at Walmart.
So he's talking about moving like an hour outside of downtown.
Yeah.
And that means condo, which he just bought, is listed. And that, for a type A personality like TJ, is a bit stressful.
Incredibly stressful. Because there's going to be somebody in my space touching my stuff.
Now, when you woke up this morning and you knew, when's it going to happen? Like noon today?
Yeah, noon, 1 o'clock.
Okay.
I'm pretending like I don't know the exact time.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah. You've already told all of us.
I was just trying to seem laid back.
I don't know. It's sometime this afternoon.
So he knows what time they're coming in.
Yeah.
And you've done your clean, your pre-clean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have another vicious clean coming up after the show. And also, when I woke up this morning, the alarm goes off at 4:30 and I roll over. And instead of giving my usual kiss to my girlfriend goodbye, I shook her awake and I said, "Hey, can you light a candle at about 10 a.m. so the place smells good?" And then she said, "Go to work."
Yeah. Let's be clear. You said 8 a.m.
Did
you
say 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
I think it was
8 a.m. Is there 8 and a 10 a.m. candle? Like, how are we doing?
Oh, yeah. You got two candles. Why there's the appetizer and then the entree.
But why are you lighting the candles 5 hours before the people come?
Because people know when it smells like a fresh candle. You need a candle that's been burning, has some miles on it, so then it sticks in the walls.
Okay. So here's what I want to do.
It smells like cinnamon rolls in my place.
So because TJ he's been on a little bit on the edge of his seat this morning about this. Yeah. Because again, it's somebody in his space and he likes things just so.
If they move anything, I'm going to have a meltdown. Meltdown.
Good.
I'm going to be unglued tomorrow if anything is askew.
I would like to compile a list of things TJ forgot to do.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That he should probably do before the person comes in. So if you're a real estate agent, you're somebody that's ever looked at real estate, you've come in for a tour, I want to know what TJ, as a type A personality who cannot stand this stuff, needs to do, what he's forgotten to do.
I have one.
Otherwise, his house will not sell.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only conclusion here is it will not sell if he doesn't do these things.
Did you clean the oven?
No.
Oh, you have to clean the oven and the stove.
Everybody checks the oven.
The oven and the stove, you have to.
I'm texting Val right now.
Oven and the stove.
Oh, man. All right, you know he's got a clean bathroom.
The oven. Thank you.
He re-cocked his bathtub, he told us.
He did!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
99.9 Virgin Radio has a guy named TJ. TJ is what we call a type A personality. And we say type A personality, he is to the max what a type A personality is. Organized, clean.
Fastidious.
Fastidious. And if anything goes just slightly outside of those guardrails, it really bothers him.
Yeah, I'll have a, what's a polite word for meltdown?
So,
hissy fit.
On that point, TJ has to do showings today because he's decided to leave the city and they're trying to sell their condo. So we wanted to put together a list of things that he probably forgot to do that he has to run home and do right after the show because at 1 o'clock, somebody's coming in to see your house. And whether they buy the place or not, they will be judging you.
True friends like to torment their true friends.
Yeah.
That's what I find.
Yeah.
So Jax, you brought up the oven, and TJ actually has not cleaned the oven.
Yeah, no, you haven't.
So Dan on the phone, you wanted to help TJ with that?
TJ, I'm going to save you some time and some stress.
Okay.
Just go home and put a fresh sheet of foil on the bottom of your oven. And load some pots and pans in. And when they open it up, they'll think, oh, God, these people don't even use it.
Dan, wow. You do know everything, don't you?
Master of manipulation.
I'm old.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
Love you, Dan.
Okay, bye.
Jax, what are the texts saying for TJ?
Text them 905 here. TJ, please, please, please dust inside your cupboards and closets and the top where you know sometimes cobwebs end up there because it's really, really gross. Do you think that you dusted enough, but just dust even harder?
No, I'm pretty on that stuff.
You're like, there's no dust.
Child's play. I am not type A, but both of my parents are.
Yeah.
And both houses were because I'm divorced family.
Yeah.
We didn't believe in dusting because everybody on both sides believed that dusting just kicked up more dust. So what you did was you got in there with the mop and not mop, but like a rag and bucket, and you cleaned the dirt that way. There was no dusting.
Cleaned the walls.
Yeah. Oh, did you scrub walls?
My parents had
I scrubbed walls too.
Cleaned the walls. I was like, why are we cleaning the walls?
We scrubbed walls?
See, we weren't a wall family, but we were big on the baseboards. That was something that was really
important
a long time.
Especially if you got a pet or something like that. Well, you guys had three kids in your family.
Yeah.
They get dirty.
Three kids. We had two dogs, two cats, and my grandmother lived in the basement.
No way.
I swear. Yeah.
Had two dogs and two cats?
Yeah. I had a deaf cat.
No, you
did. He was white. His name was Ernie. No, I swear to God. His name was Ernie.
No, his mouth is slightly open.
No, no, no.
No, no. That means he's not lying.
Yeah.
I can tell when he's lying by his mouth.
You had two dogs and two cats?
I did, yeah.
Wow, no wonder you were type A.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
everything
chaos,
had to be
man.
Yeah.
All right.
Text here from the 905.
Seriously, a cat?
I'm more surprised you're not surprised about my grandmother living in our basement.
Yeah. Oh, I don't think there's anything weird
about that. Is she good?
That.
Sure. Oh, yeah, the Shirley bird's great.
She's still there. Down there.
Yeah, we left her there.
Sold the house. She's still down there.
Jack's with the 905. TJ needs to get the wall plugs from Bath & Body Works. They smell so good. Then you don't need to remember to light the candle.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
You love Bath & Body Works.
I love it.
He does.
That's my place. That's home.
Might be my favorite thing about you.
Andrea from the 647. You need to clean your shower, like really, really clean. Mm. We shouldn't judge, but everybody does. Please clean your shower, TJ.
You guys mentioned it, but I did re-caulk the entire bathroom this weekend.
They're going to know that that's brand new. You know that,
No,
right?
They're just going to think we're really clean.
There's nothing wrong with brand new caulking.
No, I know.
I wouldn't be thrown off by that. I'd be like, great. That was nice that they did that for me.
Yeah, it's just not going to look natural. You know, it's just going to be brand new.
I've always got a bit against the grain. You know, that's me. So.
He's dangerous, that one.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is going to have a blaring loud emergency siren, but don't worry, it's only going to be a test. If you live in the East End, in the Guildwood or Rouge Park areas of Scarborough, it's going to get really loud tomorrow at about 2:05 p.m. There's going to be like a big siren that goes off. It's just for precaution to keep the area safe in the unlikely event of a chemical emergency.
Oh, good.
The siren's going to make a whoop whoop sound for about 2 minutes, and it's expected to travel upwards of 1 kilometer in every direction, depending on weather conditions. To give you an update on what that sounds like, here's Jax Irwin. Jax?
Whoop whoop!
Is that what you think?
I've never heard it. Why do you keep doing this to me? I don't have an example.
What if it sounds like those, you know, the DJ horns that they always put in DJ mixes? What if the horn is just,
ba 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 bow?
And that'd be more fun.
Bet it won't.
Yeah, this is why I don't run emergency services. Ontario Place is getting a drive-through winter wonderland with crystal caves and light tunnels. It's called Snow Magic, and it's opening up November 12th to January 16th. You can drive through about 1.7 kilometers of Instagram-worthy winter oasis splendor. I love when places do stuff like this.
I think I did one with the station at, I want to say it was Yorkdale Mall last year.
Oh, in the parking lot, right?
And it was
with Ev.
It was so much fun. Like we saw Santa and everything. It was great.
In Canada's Wonderland, well, pre-pandemic, they were doing winter something?
Winterfest,
that's right. And it's the same thing. They just make all like wintery, and it's really nice. Those things are fun. There's a new trend. It's called slow living. The concept of slow living is trending on social media, and that's where you do more self-care and stop overfilling your calendar and doing as much as possible to stay busy. There's more than 3.5 million posts for the hashtag The Art of Slow Living on Instagram. It's things like self-care, me time, saying no to invites. That type of thing is being celebrated on social media. Slow living fans argue that life is better when you can appreciate things as they happen rather than manically ticking things off your to-do list.
It is. No question.
You're a busy guy, Adam. Like, I feel like
I feel like I'm attacked here. Why?
No, it's just you're always doing something. And I only assume that because you never respond back to the TikToks I send you. But
I gotta go.
I don't. I'm terrible at that. I'm terrible.
That's what's trending. I fit my narrative.
Okay. Oh, so that was it? Okay.
Yeah, I had to make an alarm sound.
You're busy.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, character assassination.
Okay.
Bam.
All right. Well, listen, that's fair. I am busy, and TJ's TikToks are very dark. You have to understand.
Yeah, they're fun.
Too dark.
His algorithm's weird. Anyway.
It's bizarre.
Listen, Shannon Burns up next. 7 minutes from right now, you're going to get a keyword. That keyword will get you $100 instantly, plus get you in the draw for Virgin Radio's Live Rent Free in 2022. We want you to go the entire year next year without paying rent. Let's make it happen for you. 7 minutes. Until then, tomorrow, I guess, we'll be back.
Love
you. Have a great day.
Ciao.
Woo! Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.